The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome, dear Sangha. It's lovely to be here with you all. Some of us have been part of this online community since it started over 2 years ago. And I treasure this international Sangha. So I thank you for your presence. Today is the fourth day in our theme this week of cultivating peace. And yesterday I appreciated the kind and thoughtful comments about my loss when my little sister died. She became ill 12 years ago and died 7 years ago. And to be honest, I no longer experience her departure as a loss. She's still very much present in my heart. Yes, I had been grieving intensely and constantly for about 5 months before being able to, in a retreat setting, dive into and then swim in that ocean of tears. And that was transformative. To abide in a lucid awareness of my pain, and finally to let go of wanting or needing a different reality. And this was profoundly healing. As I said, when distress and loss give way to peaceful acceptance, then we are in a much better position to radiate our peaceful, contented abiding so that we can better offer support to others who are suffering. And this ability to remain peacefully contented with whatever the Dharma has on offer for us is the condition that makes possible the last of the necessary conditions for abiding in samadhi, the state from which the liberating insights of awakening can arise. So the expression of peace that we're exploring today is letting go into unification. Samadhi is usually translated into English as concentration, but personally, I have a strong preference for translating it as unification. Because in Pali, the word samadhi literally means gathering together. We are happily composed, not needing anything to be different in our present moment experience. For me, the English word concentration has connotations of maybe coming from the control tower, which may suggest effort. And it's interesting that in the vast Pali canon with so many teachings, there are no instructions that the Buddha gave on what to do to enter into samadhi. Rather, he taught that what we must do to advance on the Dharmic path to awakening is to put in place the conditions that allow for samadhi to arrive spontaneously, effortlessly. Those conditions, of course, begin with living ethically and with generosity. And then, in order to step out of the bonds of samsara, the first thing we have to do is to establish receptive awareness, sati. This is the foundation of our practice, both inside and outside of meditation. Yesterday, we spoke about living in awareness with satipatthana, evoking a metaphor for the mind of living in a messy house, but one that has a quiet living room. So when we begin the Dharmic path, clearly seeing dukkha, both in our own unskillful mind states and in the world around us. We see the mess and we know there's work to do to clean out all the other rooms of the house. And this work starts with our commitment to practicing continuous mindfulness the best we can. And as our mindfulness practice develops, we begin to get a feeling sometimes for resting in present moment awareness. What I'd like to offer today is an instruction of how to encourage these beautiful mental states like sustained mindfulness. So when awareness arises and is strong, the instruction is to notice, appreciate, and relax into the experience of strong mindfulness. And we do this with all of the conditions that allow us to enter into samadhi. So we begin with the subtle joy of resting in this clear awareness. Our gladness to be on the Dharma path also naturally allows for joy to arise. So when joy is present, and we see that, we notice it, we appreciate it, and we relax into it. And then joy gives way to tranquility. And it's important to notice tranquility when it's there. And then noticing it, can we appreciate the moments of calm? Can we relax into the calmness? And we've seen that when the mind is calm, peaceful contentment naturally arises. And so we repeat the practice of noticing, appreciating, and relaxing into the beautiful feeling of being content with things just as they are. This practice helps us to become more familiar with these wholesome states. And with familiarity, it becomes easier to enter into them. But we do need clear awareness when dwelling in wholesome states, because sometimes it can be tempting to get caught in chasing after these beautiful states of mind. But we know that they're conditioned. They come and go. So if we can stay soft and relaxed in the well-being of contentment, the door is wide open for samadhi to arise. And now I would like to read to you from a beautiful teaching by Gil that he taught when he was teaching a course at the Institute of Buddhist Studies in Berkeley on samadhi. Gil says, to allow yourself to settle into a state that's broad, expansive, it helps to be relaxed, to have faith, to have some modicum of stability, and it helps to be mindful. Part of mindfulness is that we start noticing how we're tense, stuck, how we have concerns. And we find a way to live at peace, conflict-free with whatever arises. And we heal the hurt and the wars that exist inside us. Mindfulness sees all of this and perhaps is able to meet it with kindness, friendliness. As our attentions settle, we settle into being here. And we start to feel like it's actually more interesting to be here than to be elsewhere. So part of the movement of mindfulness and samadhi is a clarifying of our interest. If you try to settle on the breath, but you have all these thoughts, it's that you're more interested in your thoughts. It's not easy to convince the mind that it's more interesting to be here. Distracted thoughts might arise, and we let them fall away. And it becomes more interesting to keep the focus on the safety of the harbor that we're going to. It means that we gather together all the energies, and there is a phenomenal sense of safety to be found in the state of samadhi. We keep coming back, letting distractions go, and just settling in with the simplicity of being here, and contentment arises. The mind is fully engaged, and we have the encouragements of joy and happiness that help us to stay on track. It begins to feel so good to be here, and this is very healing work. Samadhi can move toward deeper and deeper states of equanimity. So we can develop samadhi into a very deep equanimity, where being here and settled is so strong and safe that the mind does not really react to what is going on. Excuse me. It's not something to be believed, this process. It will be revealed to you when you've entered the temple under the tree on your riverbank. And it brings wisdom for how to be in the world. Doing this deep work and truly being here, discovering this samadhi of just being here, transforms us into peacemakers in this world. It's not an escape, but a sacred preparation of caring for each other in this world we live in. So thank you, Tagil, for this. Samadhi is the condition for liberating insights to arise. And we begin to trust the supreme safety of dwelling in a unified mind where no part of us is left out. So for the next 24 hours, it would be nice to experiment with these wholesome mind states that allow samadhi to arise. And when you see one of them, whether it's joy or tranquility or contentment, take a moment to notice, to appreciate, and to relax into that a little bit. And in this way, you'll become more and more familiar with these mind states, and they will arise more easily. So, thank you very much for your attention, and thank you for your practice.